Hey guys, how is it going? It is Sunday, fun day, right? So I'm currently out on a walk, 40 minutes, gotta do it, and then 20 minutes in home. So I committed for, let's see, today is day 14. So I committed to 60 minutes of workouts. I committed to at least 10 pages of in a book. I committed to a gallon of water. I committed to a progress picture every single day. And I also committed, what else is on there? Gallon of water. Sorry, I'm walking and there's people on this road that there's never people on this road. So workouts, ketones every single day, a progress picture, personal development. And today is day 14 out of 75. And I want to tell you guys is that I absolutely love the shift of 60 minutes. I'm not going to like downgrade the power of the 75 hard challenge. But if you cannot commit to 2 45-minute workouts a day, commit to something that you're able to do. Okay. That's all I want to say. So leading into that, I think it was actually 4 years ago today that I committed to my weight loss journey or a journey to bettering myself. And I want to kind of talk about the things that I've kind of learned over the process and some tactical things that you can apply to your journey, because I posted pictures this morning on my Facebook and there's some wows on there and there's some like likes and hearts and stuff like that. And the first thing I want to tell you guys is that I am no one special. All I did was commit to myself. There is not a secret pill. There's not a secret formula. There's not a secret diet. There's not a secret surgery to make you feel like that or to make you lose massive amount of weight. Because it all starts with the 6 inches in between our ears. I'm no one special. So take that and use it to whatever you want to do. But over from the beginning picture 4 years ago, I was somewhere in between 315, 320 pounds. And that's the last like weight that I remember. And I want to say is that I was miserable. I was mad. I was sad. I was over myself. I was like, I don't know if this can get any better. So I committed to myself saying, in order for me to be here, I need to change something. It starts with mindset. It starts with movement. It starts with figuring out what your body likes for fuel sources and go with it. So I now am right around the 250 mark. So that's about 70 pounds, right? And I'm down to about where I was 2 years in. And here's the other thing is that, again, I'm no one special and I'm human just like the rest of us. There was a part of that journey in the last 4 years that I was about to give up. I was about to say, well, nothing's happening, nothing's changing. Well, guess what led up to that 2 years was that I didn't actually move my body in 2 years. I just kind of let the supplement I was taking and, which are exogenous ketones, and my diet change me for that matter. And then I started working out. I started on the Peloton. I started doing a bunch of movement. In return, I wasn't losing. I wasn't gaining. I was maintaining because I wasn't eating enough food. I wasn't fueling my body the way it was meant to be fueled. And I got discouraged. I got overwhelmed. And then I got pregnant and I was like, what is happening? My body had gotten so used to what it was doing that it just held on to everything. And a lot of individuals do that. Like, a lot is a globalizing term, but when I say that, I've seen it happen over and over and over again. So moving forward to the last 4 months, not only have I been on a non-restrictive way of eating, I have, so what I do is I track my food, I track my calories, I track macros, and I work out. So 3 days of cardio a day or a week, 4 days of strength training a week at least, and walking every single day. And since then, like, now I'm doing 60 minutes of workout, which I can still do those things. So I want to say is that every single person can do exactly what I did. It starts with your mind. It starts with, are you determined enough to change what you're doing? Some of us just think we need an accountability partner. The accountability partner you need is in you. What is it that's going to make you get up every single day? What is it that's going to motivate you through the darkest days to get up and make yourself feel good? Nobody can do that except for you. And I ask you to look inside yourself and say, why do you need to change in the first place? Are you disappointed in yourself? Are you regretting not starting prior? Those are all things that you can change to living now and living in this moment now. Because if you don't, nobody can change that for you. It doesn't matter how much accountability you have. It doesn't matter who's in your back corner, because I will always be there. But I won't be there during those darkest days if you can't even reach out for yourself and say, I need help. I need somebody to hold me accountable. And that starts with me. And that's exactly what I said to myself. Nobody can make me take something. Nobody can make me move my body. It's not like there's somebody motivating me to go somewhere. You have to start with you. And I think that was the biggest mindset shift, is that you can't drag a horse to water and make them drink. They have to make up their own mind. And that was me. That's where I was. So that's the other tip of the day. The other thing that I just wanted to share with you guys is that there will be dark days. There will be those days that you're like, man, I just don't feel like it. Or you play these excuses up in your head saying why you can't do something or why something else is more important. And the thing that's more important is how you feel. And stop allowing excuses to play a role in your journey, because you will never hear me use my kids as an excuse. If they're home and I need to go for a walk, it's either Easton's in the stroller or on my back and Peyton's walking next to me, because they will never be my excuse of why I can't go outside and exercise, why I can't go to the gym, because I will find time. It might be when they're sleeping, it might be 10 o'clock at night, but if I have to get that in, I have to do it. If I have to work my job or have to do something, make a separate meal or do something separate, they will never hold me back, because they are the reason why I'm doing this. What is that reason why you have to get up? Is it your kids? Is it your dogs? Is it your spouse? Is it your parents who need you to get up because you're caretaking for them? Is it your sister, your brother, your friend? It starts with you. You may have people that don't understand why you're doing what you're doing, and that's okay. Because the only person that needs to understand what you're doing is you. Only person. step up and just say, hey, I'm doing this for me. I don't care what you think. I don't care what words you have to say to me. I don't care anything, because I'm doing this for me, because I need to better me. Every single person listening to this, every single person on my Facebook, my Instagram, my TikTok, you all can do this. You just have to set your mind forward. You just need to say, I'm in. Because the next time that you say I'm into you, you're going to feel pretty good. You're going to feel like, yeah, I got this. And just say that to yourself. I got this. One foot in front of the other. One foot in front of the other. One day at a time. Stop worrying about the future of a month from now, 2 months from now, 6 months from now, when there's 12 feet of snow on the ground and you have to go outside and walk. Makes it a lot better then, when you're like, it's ingrained in your head, right? Start in the summer. Start in the time where it is the hardest and the busiest moment of your life. Because then you get conditioned for in the winter, when you're like, oh man, I wish I would have done those things outside during the summer. So I got the routine down. It's hard to start stuff in the winter. I trust you. I tried it. But now, come winter, it'll be in my head that I can go out and do this, because I did it in the busiest times of my day. So, who's the next one that's going to start their journey? Because you guys, you're the only ones that can start it. Nobody else can start it for you. You just have to say yes to yourself. And that's one thing that I'm so blessed that I did 4 years ago. I was sitting on my bed, gonna about start another episode of something, binge watching something, because that was more important to me. And I did it. I started, I got up, I ordered it, I ordered the product. I said, I have to take care of my life. So we'll see who comes along on this journey. But you have to say yes. You have to say yes to you. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Drop this in your Instagram, Facebook stories. If you don't know how to do that, just shoot me a message, and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.